This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with Jonathan Ketz. He is with Fox 4. We talked a lot about this stadium issue. If you guys missed it, the Royals have picked up the mortgage for the Asperia property out on 119th and Null. My conversation with Jonathan Ketz starts with, to the best of your ability, can you explain what is happening with the Royals in this location?
Well, I think Occidental Management, who owns that property, who I believe still owns that property, they're out of Wichita. They've had trouble paying off the mortgage, paying off their loan. And it's become known in the investment and the banking community. I think the Royals are either A, they're interested in that site, or B, it's interesting that this has come out right before the Missouri legislature goes back to Jeff City in what? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 4 days to talk about a sports incentive package for both the Chiefs and the Royals. So what I'm trying to figure out is whether this is a leverage play for the Royals, or they are truly serious about this site. And hopefully we know more once the Missouri legislature goes back to Jeff City. But, you know, star bonds run out in the end of June, and the special session should be wrapped up before then. So hopefully we have answers in less than a month.
So let's go down both paths of this and kind of tackle this thing, because I think your read on it is correct. The Royals are either very serious about this space, or they are using this as leverage against Missouri. Hey, we told you guys, we are not afraid to build our next stadium here. Which side are you leaning towards? What does your gut say? What do you think is the more likely option out of those two?
I think the Royals are interested in downtown if the Missouri legislature gets the stadium incentive package done. But I do think it is much easier for them to look at, say, 119th and Null, if the Missouri legislature doesn't improve the stadium package that Governor Mike Kehoe wants. It was interesting earlier this week when I talked to the mayor of Kansas City. He basically said that if the legislature gets its job done via a parks board vote and a city council vote, this could be done fairly quickly in Kansas City, Missouri. And so, yes, city leaders are focused on Washington Square Park. You may be able to avoid a vote of the people, because if the Parks Department owns the ground that the ballpark is on, that wouldn't require a vote of the people if they continue to own that piece of property, even if the stadium is owned by somebody else, but maybe it still is owned by the Parks Department. It was surprising to me how quickly the mayor thought the city could get something done, but I think it hinges on the Missouri legislature.
He had a very similar tone when he joined us a bit ago, too. Do you think that's just politics? Because all of the momentum appears to be on the Kansas side. I mean, this is something substantial. I mean, the Royals spent $164 million, we are believed, on this site. That's a substantial amount of money. That's a big investment to then turn around and try to use it as leverage. Do you think that Missouri is just kind of giving off a facade of confidence when this thing is really starting to trend towards the Royals and the Chiefs going to Kansas?
I don't know. I mean, I think that's a good question. I will say that from the reporting that my colleague Jacob Sloan did last night, he talked to leaders at the Jewish community campus. They actually own some of the ground in that 119th Null area. It's of course where the Jewish Community Center is now. They say that they're not for sale. The other thing about that $164 million amount, I believe Asperia bought it for a lot more. So the point being, I think if the Royals or this affiliated entity, if they wanted to, I think that they could resell this ground in Overland Park for a lot more than what they paid for. And so that's part of the reason why I still think Missouri is still in play, and the special session will help tell that. But, you know, this affiliated entity could do something else with that site at 119th and Nall if Asperia has trouble, or I guess I should say Occidental Management has trouble paying off that loan.
One question that I have toward the Royals, and I'm not sure if we'll get this answer yet, is I wonder if the Royals want a new stadium or a new downtown stadium, because those are two different things. Like, what I think the Royals' problem is, at least when it comes to drawing fans during the week, that doesn't change with this new location. The same way that people have a problem driving out to the stadium now on a Tuesday to watch them against the Reds, those same people are now going to have a problem leaving Lee's Summit, leaving Blue Springs, leaving the Missouri side to drive to 119th and Nall for a Wednesday baseball game too, where if you find a more central location, I think you could eliminate potentially some of those problems. I really want to, if the Royals just want a new stadium and they don't really care in the city where it is, or if...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They are very, very particular about where that stadium will ultimately land.
Well, to me, conceivably, a more centralized downtown ballpark makes sense if you try to capitalize more on the workforce that's already there during the day to go catch a 6:40 game at night. I mean, I think, you know, with the vote failing in April, I think part of the problem is the Royals don't know whether or not they can win a vote of the people of an entity, whether you're talking about Kansas City, Missouri, or Jackson County. So I do think that is an advantage that Kansas has. I don't know if Star Bonds, though, can give the Royals or the Chiefs what the general public assumes it can. I don't know if there is the interest in the private market to buy those bonds. But there are challenges on both sides. And one of the challenges, whether it's if it was going to still be a county-owned ballpark, is I don't know if the Royals can win a public vote. And the question with Washington Square Park is, can the Royals get enough city incentives to where they could avoid a public vote, to where they'd be interested in that site?
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Ketz about the news surrounding the Royals. If you missed it yesterday, the Royals purchased the mortgage through an affiliate on the Asperia campus on 119th and Nall out in Overland Park. Are you optimistic that we are going to get some kind of closure to this coming up soon? I mean, it feels like things are starting to push forward in that direction. You mentioned the optimism around the mayor of Kansas City. We also have the June 30th deadline when it comes to the Star Bonds. It sounds like we could potentially have this wrapped up in the next month.
Well, that's basically what the mayor told me on Tuesday when I talked to him. I think that, again, that hinges on the special session coming up in Missouri. I guess the only other thing that I would add is I think that if we're talking about a new stadium for the Royals, and that's always what they've talked about, the Chiefs have seemingly discussed a renovation at Arrowhead if they're not going to build new in Kansas. I mean, this project would have to start soon. Otherwise, again, you got to give credit over to Thomas Friesen over the Business Journal. He was also the one that reported on how, you know, there are two 5-year extension leases at the Truman Sports Complex. So they could extend their lease for either 5 or 10 years. And if the ball isn't rolling on a new stadium and the Royals don't know where they're going to build, they may have to play games at Kauffman Stadium starting in the 2031 Major League Baseball season.
How confident are you that Missouri is going to be able to get this vote to pass in a couple of weeks?
That's another good question. I think it's going to be close. There is arm twisting that I think Governor Kehoe is doing right now. I did talk to a state senator who's actually from Eastern Jackson County, who is actually a vote no person on the incentive package at the end of the regular session. And he was a vote no person because we have heard all the talk about high property taxes in Jackson County since the summer of 2023. And he wants property tax relief talked about during the special session first, before he would support a stadium package for our hometown teams.
John, we've had this entire conversation. I haven't asked you one question about the Chiefs. I don't think that this specific conversation is about the Chiefs, but where do you think the Chiefs are in this conversation? Where do you think the Chiefs are in their thought process about what they want to do? We still have no clarity on the future of where they currently are. And I think a lot of the conversation has always been, well, whenever the Royals know what they're going to do, and now we see what's going to happen with the future of the Truman Sports Complex, we'll have a much clearer picture. Where do you think the Chiefs are in all of this?
I mean, I think the Chiefs would love to be untied from the Royals with the county, meaning I think that they would either A, like for the Royals to be in Kansas, B, like for the, we haven't even talked about North Kansas City, B, for the Royals to be there, or C, be at Washington Square Park and no longer getting county sales tax dollars. And something that I have heard, which may be interesting, I mean, I'm wondering if the Chiefs would be willing to be on a November ballot in Jackson County by themselves. I think that's something else that I would love to confirm here soon.
I mean, you would have to think if that ends up being the case, that that passes in Jackson County. If you were saying that the same vote that we had, now all of this money goes towards the Kansas City Chiefs, given how successful they've been, given how popular it is, given the fear of them moving to Kansas, I think that's a vote that passes in Missouri.
If it's away from the Royals, I think, one, you're right, and two, you may be able to sell it as a, you know, keep in mind the Chiefs only get 3/16 of the sales tax money because they split it with the Royals, so 3/16 plus 3/16, that gets you to the 3/8 that Jackson County shoppers pay right now. But what if the ask is 0.25 cent, 2/8 of a cent? Technically, you could sell that as a discount from the current tax, if you will, and if it all goes to the Chiefs, then they're still getting more money than what they currently get in the current structure.
This would be my question, though, to the Chiefs, and it seems hard to me to fight. One entity is offering a renovation for what you have, where the other side is offering you a brand new, beautiful stadium that we all love Arrowhead. But on the other side of the state line, they are offering to build you SoFi Stadium. They're offering to build you Allegiant. Most people, if they are given the option to have work done to their current car or somebody else buy them a brand new one, most people are going to take the brand new car. And that's where I think the deal that they have offered in Kansas, ultimately, it is just too sweet of a deal to walk away from.
I don't know if the interest in bond buyers in the private market will be at that 70% level that has been talked about. And that's why I still don't know if new stadiums would be the future for both teams. I wonder if the Chiefs can get a better deal in Jackson County if the sales tax can pass, which goes back to your last question. I think there is a much better chance of a sales tax passing in Jackson County if only the Chiefs are on the ballot.
Jonathan, I'll ask you a random question that I've never asked you before. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
My favorite ice cream flavor? Do you really want me to tell you my favorite ice cream flavor?
Yeah, of course.
You know what? I'll go back to my, you know, I'm from here, but I spent 9 years in the Quad Cities. I can't believe them. There's a great ice cream place in the Quad Cities called Whitey's. And my favorite ice cream, I'm going to sound like a six-year-old. Hopefully Rob doesn't give me crap about this. My favorite ice cream is bubblegum flavor. I get a bubblegum flavored shake when I go to Whitey's in the Quad Cities.
That is Jonathan Katz joining us on the show. John, I know that's not something you were expecting today, that we learned that you love bubblegum ice cream. That's the kind of hard-hitting journalism that we do on this show. While you're out chasing stadium information, we find out people's favorite flavor of ice cream.
I'm working for you, C-Dot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.